What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFL file. Ah, gentlemen, as the bear versus man topic continues to rage on social media and actually in the lamestream media, I'm going to go ahead and back off of this topic unless it is an article that I utterly have to share with you guys, like this article that was sent to me by Jay White that was published on the 24th of April. Yes, gentlemen, this is a recent article, so it is nice and piping hot, ready to be shared with the masses and tell these raggedy-ass scallywag women that this is what bears are capable of doing to you. So, you want to sit back and try to get more social media clout by saying you're going to be safer in the woods with a bear versus a man? Okay, ladies, I've given three perfect examples of why that is not a good idea. But, hey, you know what? Go out there and test the theory. Tourist mauled after rolling down her window to take a selfie with a bear. Wow, gentlemen. Look for the bear necessities. Boy, the sheer stupidity of first world women knows no bounds. A Scottish tourist is thankful to be alive after a close encounter with a wild bear that sent her to the emergency room. Moira Gallagher, 72, had been vacationing in Romania with her friend Charmaine Whittleson when the women decided to go out for a drive through the Carpathian Mountains. During the outing, the women came across a couple of brown bears and did their best to get a photo of the wildlife. Quote unquote, what happened was the bear came up to the window at my friend's side with no problem. It let us take a picture and went away, Gallagher said in a video shared by Scottish outlet STV News on X, Tuesday, April 23rd. Quote unquote, but I didn't get a proper picture, so we went back and it was at my side. Once again, gentlemen, sheer stupidity. Oh, the photo that I got, I didn't like it, so I'm gonna go back. Wow. At that point, gentlemen, you cannot tell me she did not deserve what happened. In the clip, the injured Gallagher was seen being rolled away on a stretcher. Quote unquote, I'm not going to be on STV News, she said with a laugh. In addition to the brief clip shared online, both women detailed the incident to the news channel. Quote unquote, we saw these bears, a mummy bear and a baby. They were gorgeous, Whittleson said. No, that right there is the most dangerous combo of bears. What they should have done, they should have said, hey, you know what? We got this picture. Let's get out of town. Let's get out of Dodge because we don't know how unpredictable these bears are going to be. But oh, no, we're going to be just fine. Blah, 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 blah. Quote unquote. But they weren't gorgeous. The mummy bear was hungry and thought my friend was going to be lunch, she added. Now, gentlemen, this is a perfect time to include a certain football coach rant. The Bears are what we thought they were. The Bears are what we thought they were. And yeah, ladies, you continue to say you feel safe in the woods with bears versus random men. Well, that's bullshit. Bullshit. Yes, the Bears are what we thought they were. So if you want to choose them, lady, then choose them. But the Bears are what we thought they were. So when you get attacked, let them off the hook. Guys, leave that coach's name in the comment section. What a perfect rant to include in this topic. Oh, my imagination is so fucking twisted. Seriously, I can turn anything into a joke. But hey, even though people would say, oh my God, this is no laughing matter. That woman got attacked by a bear. Well, in my humble opinion, she got exactly what she asked for. She fucked around and found out the hard way. They shared a video of their day prior to the mauling. A winding road with tall and dense trees was seen in the footage before the friends took the photo of the two bears. Recounting the moments before the mauling, Whittleson said she parked her car to be able to get a better photo. Quote unquote, I thought he wanted to be friends.
You what?
The bear came and wanted to get into the car. But he started to get into the car and bit my friend. The women think that their conversation about food may have triggered the attack. No. The bear does not understand your conversation about food. More than likely, he just saw an opportunity to get some food. Quote unquote, my friend said, let's get something to eat. Whittleson told the news station. Quote unquote, no, you're not allowed to give food. Absolutely nothing, nothing, nothing. And I think he heard it and decided he had to eat my friend instead. Whittleson's credits Gallagher's survival to a particular piece of clothing. Quote unquote, she was wearing a thick Mark and Spencer's jacket, and the poor bear got more jacket than arm, Whittleson told the outlet. You see what she says? Oh, the poor bear, he didn't get the proper thing. He got more jacket than arm. What? Once again, gentlemen, the sheer stupidity of these women knows no bounds. The survivor realizes the outcome could have been much worse. No shit, Sherlock. Quote unquote, I'm a very lucky woman, Gallagher said. I was wearing a padded jacket and a top and another top. That's what saved my arm. I've been very, very lucky, she continued. The shock has set in today, but everything is okay now. Curtia D. Argus Municipal Hospital Manager, Andrea Wow, I can't even begin to pronounce that, told the outlet, quote unquote, a foreign patient was being treated on her right hand after being bitten by a bear. STV News notes that the largest population of European brown bears can be found in Romania. The animals, who tend to hibernate in the winter and emerge in March and April, can reach speeds of up to 30 miles an hour and stand at 7 feet tall. So, Good luck trying to outrun one. And yeah, that height alone. But yet, women still want to sit back and say, well, they feel safer in the woods with a bear. Now, I'm going to give this a FAFO score of 9. Ladies, did you ever even take the time to consider what type of bear you might run into? Oh, no, 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 no. They figured, you know what? It could be a panda bear. Or it could be a fucking Kodiak bear. But once again, this shows you just how little survival instincts women truly have. Oh, I'm going to run into a grizzly bear. Yeah, right. But what more can be said, gentlemen? What more can truly be said? I personally have zero, zero, zero sympathy for this woman. She knew what she got herself into. She could have kept going about her day, but decided, oh no, the photo that I took wasn't good enough. Mind you, she's 72 damn years old. Common sense, gentlemen, common damn sense. Even at 72, she didn't have it. But you know what? In the end, she fucked around and found out that nature is truly not a kind place. She just lucky that bear didn't rip her damn arm off. But like I said, in the end, she realized, even though it was a painful lesson, but she got the message regardless. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Share the article. Let these brain dead idiot women out here realize when they go out into nature, guess what? The power that they think they have in society, in civil society, once they go into nature, that goes out. Feminism and the idea that nature's going to give them a pass and that a man is going to magically appear when they start screaming, that's going out right along with it. Because in each of the scenarios that I shared over this weekend, what happened to those women? Yeah, nature got a hold of them and nature taught them that fatal lesson. Men will hold back. Mother Nature and animals will not. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am.